All Those Notes is a member of the Virginia Audio Collective from WTJU. To learn more, visit virginiaaudio.org. I'm Shari Barbour, and this is All Those Notes. Franz Schubert stood less than 5 feet tall. He had curly black hair and wore little wire-rimmed glasses. His music lies between the classical and romantic periods, and he wrote a lot of it. This Austrian violinist and teacher, who was known for his piano and chamber music, devoted his life almost entirely to composition. He said, "I work every morning. When I have finished one piece, I begin another." Composer of more than 600 songs, the Liederprinz established the art song as a major art form. He turned poems into complete musical experiences with melody and harmony that expressed all aspects of human emotion. He was in awe of Beethoven and his masterpieces. They actually met in 1822. Catalogs list 9 symphonies, same as Beethoven. However, parts of more exist in various forms. Symphony No. 8 is one of music's great mysteries. The Unfinished, as it is called, has 2 completed movements and the sketch of a third. One of its familiar melodies can be found in a cartoon featuring a little ghost who uses tools and ordinary objects to help the distracted composer finish the work. The nickname Great for his 9th symphony refers to the size of the work and distinguishes it from his 6th symphony, The Little Sea. None of his symphonies were performed during his lifetime, and not one was published until some 50 years after his death. Scarcely known while he was living, Franz Schubert has been dubbed not only the last of the great classical composers, but one of the world's greatest. I'm Shari Barbour with All Those Notes. For more of All Those Notes, visit virginiaaudio.org.